there's no love to be found. I close my eyes and soon I find I'm in a playground in my mind, where the children laugh and the children play, and we sing a song.
In the playground.
In my mind. This song was banned after the Michael Jackson trial. Mishki here, Black Sheep Radio, coming to you live from the bleak barren tarmac of University Avenue. I want to apologize for that tune that slipped in there unannounced. Who's that on line one? Jason, I'd like to visit with that jackass. Hello.
Hey, man. You know, that there was that commercial that you guys played just during the last break,
yeah,
about the flag burning and the yeah, decision by the Supreme
yeah
Court. And now we have this new decision by the Supreme Court. Is that, I don't know if it's, you know, is it now illegal to burn a flag? I don't know if it, if the decision actually went through, you know, so it's like,
you know, it's okay to burn a flag.
Well, you know, the Boy Scouts have been doing it for decades.
No, it's just a flag. It's okay. It's okay.
That's right. Yeah.
Never confuse the cloth itself with the ideas behind it.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I guess, I was just wondering, you know, like you play these ads, you know, and
yeah, well, I play these ads because the boss says play them. I don't know what they are.
Right.
I just run them, but
and
but we gotta lighten up. We gotta lighten up. You know, it's just a cloth. It's just a piece of fabric. You know,
exactly.
You either hold the ideals in your heart or you don't. The cloth doesn't matter. Whether you're flying a flag up in the air of it half-mast or over a Perkins restaurant, it doesn't mean anything.
Absolutely.
It's all nonsense. All that matters is what is in your heart, and you can't burn that. So the hell with thinking about this nonsense. Let's get back to the business of being human beings, for God's sakes. Broadcast Black Sheep Radio, coming to you live from the bleak barren tarmac of University Avenue. If you care to call, the program number is 646-TALK, 646-8255 in St. Paul, or long distance 877-615-1500. Hello?
Hey, Mishki.
Yeah.
Yeah, curious, how do you get the nosebleed tickets to the Saints?
I'll just give them to you. Would you like them?
Yes, please.
I'll put you on hold, get your address. Hello?
Hi, Tommy.
Yeah, hi.
Say, prior I was hearing about what people wanted to hear on their deathbed.
Yeah.
You know what a great one would be?
What's
and
that?
I'm not dying or anything, but
sure.
What I'd love to hear is the Paul Harvey getting his bong in the mail.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news. On Cullendon Lane, Jacksonville, Florida, Chuck Buick finally gave up. Chuck enjoys marijuana, so he decided to accept Paul Harvey's suggestion. He gave up. He went to the phone. He called me. He ordered a bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana. I want you to hear this carefully because you're thinking about a Valentine's Day present for somebody you love very much. Quote, my marijuana bong arrived Saturday, and after I opened the box, I was in shock. My eyes were locked open wide. My whole house was now a concert hall. I went to the washroom, and even from there, it sounded like a real live lady singing right outside the door. Quote, with heat eating your ears, you're gouging out and tearing loose and pulling apart, gulping air and tasting black. Your windpipe is closing, and you've lost track of which way is out. There's a searing ember down your neck. Search, rescue, ventilate. Somebody's singed a kitten. Quote, I'm listening to all of my old CDs again because I have never really heard them before. Now, for that Valentine's Day gift, it's not too early for you to choose a bong. If you're anything but happy with it, I'll buy it back. To locate your nearest dealer, telephone 1-800 bong. Bong.
Great shot, Vic.
Hello.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey.
I'm wondering about your storytelling contest, if you're going to have another one of those.
Would you like me to have another one?
Yeah, I thought that was a great promotion.
Okay, we'll do another one then. I didn't think about doing another one, but if there's a call for it, I'd like to ask Maria to sponsor another one. Marina, rather, the owner of Moscow on the Hill. So we'll do another one perhaps in July and have the winner in August. How about that?
That'd be great.
All right, I'll make sure we do that. Thanks for checking in.
You bet.
Write a note to me, Jason, that says storytelling contest number 2. Check with Marina. July, August. Well, that piano music, it's well known to a lot of people who've been listening to this show, low these many years. It means we're done. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night. You've been listening to KSTP here in good old St. Paul in the big time, Minneapolis. You sleep well tonight.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The Bush administration's investigating allegations by 6 former American hostages held in Iran.